Discount Tire is bringing the madness this March. With online-only savings up to $110, it's time to love March even more. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead. From the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day. Because we're always here for you, through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org. Someday, someday, someday.
Hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show where we give you the latest of what's happening in the NBA, whether it be with the league leaders and standings and so on and so forth. We've got a great show for you coming up on the program. We have Benora Lewis. Benora is back on the program. She is the host of the B Report, also the NFL Digest, and co-host of the Huddle Up on the MPNB Sports Podcast Network, and she's the head of NBA content, sports writer, and correspondent for the Ambush Sports Network. And she's also a beat writer for Beyond Women's Sports, dedicated to writing all things concerning the WNBA's New York Liberty. Benora and I are going to preview the NBA All-Star Sunday festivities. It's always a lot of fun when she's on the program. So let's get right to my top storylines of what's going on around in the association. I'm going to start off with the Philadelphia 76ers. As this show is currently airing, Philadelphia remains in first place atop of the Eastern Conference. The 76ers have been balling in this first half of the NBA season. You've got Joel Embiid, who's playing at a high level. He's an all-star. Ben Simmons has been playing at a high level. He is an all-star as well. And you can't also forget about Tobias Harris. He's been great this year with his solid shooting, solid rebounding, doing what he needs to do to get the job done for the Sixers. And the Sixers, within their last six games, they've won four out of their last six games, beating Toronto, Dallas, Indiana, and most recent Utah in a thrilling overtime game. What does this all mean for Philly in the Eastern Conference? Well, right now, Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Boston, the Knicks, and Miami are all at their heels right now. Really, right now, Brooklyn and Milwaukee really pose a big threat to Philly. But Philly is proving that this is the year that they could finally get it together and jump over the hump to take the Eastern Conference. It's still early. The first half of the season is over with. We're coming upon the All-Star break. So, you know, a lot of things can happen. Again, Philly started off the year in the month of December. They had a record of 4-1. In January, they went 11-5. February was a tough month for them at 7-6. But right now, March, it has been kind to them so far. They're 2-0. So we'll see what happens. But nevertheless, I tell you one thing. Philly, I'm loving how the way they're playing right now. I can't forget about Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard has been a nice addition to that team as well. He's been doing his thing in the rebounding department. So, again, Philly's been great. Philly's been solid. How about Seth Curry? Seth Curry's been shooting the lights out. Danny Green has kind of stepped up his game as a bit as of lately. Shake Milton has been nice. And how about Tyrese Maxey? Tyrese Maxey has been a great addition to the 76ers with Doc Rivers as their head coach. Philly currently remaining in first place in the Eastern Conference. They've been playing great lately. It should be interesting what happens with the 76ers going the rest of the way after the All-Star break. My next storyline is going to be the Phoenix Suns. Oh, wow. Phoenix has been outstanding. In their last, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in their last eight games, they've won seven out of their last eight games. Their last loss was February the 24th against Charlotte Hornets, and that was a close game, 124-121. How about Devin Booker? Oh, my goodness. Devin Booker is an all-star. Devin Booker represents the future of the NBA. He represents the future of the league with Luka Doncic, Donovan Mitchell, Nikola Jokic, and, you know, he represents that. Devin Booker, one of the premier shooters in the league, becoming one of the best all-around players in the league. He's an all-star. How about the other youngin on the squad, DeAndre Ayton? Great job in his own right as well. And also, you can't forget about Mikal Bridges. He's been effective as of late. And we can't forget about the ageless wonder himself, Chris Paul. I mean, every year he's like a fine wine. He just continues to get better with time. As the show is currently airing, the Suns remain in second place in the Western Conference. I mean, the Lakers and the Clippers are not too far behind them, followed by Portland and Denver. I don't know. The West has always been competitive. It's been competitive the last two decades, and certainly Phoenix is. I mean, Phoenix has really showed up and showed out this year with the addition of Chris Paul coming to Phoenix. That veteran leadership was definitely needed for a team so young with rising stars like a Devin Booker, like a DeAndre Ayton, like a Mikal Bridges, and you know, can't forget about a Dario Saric as well, who's been well. Frank Kaminsky has played nicely as of late, as well as Jay Crowder. So, you know, Chris Paul was definitely the antidote that was needed for that team, and it's showing because they're feeding off of him, off of his experience, his veteran leadership. It's going to be amazing how Phoenix, as well as the Western Conference, is going to play out in the second half of the year. We need to stay tuned for the Phoenix Suns because they're definitely a team that's continuing to turn heads. And for my last storyline, it's going to be the NBA All-Star Game, particularly the NBA All-Star Sunday festivities. We've got Team Durant versus Team LeBron. Of course, the captain of the team is Kevin Durant. Kevin will not be playing in this year's All-Star Game. His replacement will be Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns. Here's the starting lineup for Team Durant. The guards will be Kyrie Irving from the Brooklyn Nets, Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards. The forwards are going to be Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers and Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. And at the center position is Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. And the reserves will be James Harden from the Brooklyn Nets. We've got, again, Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns, Zion Williamson from the New Orleans Pelicans, Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. We've got Julius Randle from the New York Knicks, Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic, and Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz. And the head coach for Team Durant will be Doc Rivers from the Philadelphia 76ers. And on now to Team LeBron. Of course, the captain of the team is LeBron James, and he'll be the starter from the Los Angeles Lakers, followed by the other forward is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. The guards will be Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors, Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks, and at the center position is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. And for the reserves, we had Anthony Davis was selected to the All-Star team, but his replacement due to injury will be Domantas Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers. And the other reserves will be Damian Lillard from the Portland Trailblazers. You've also got Ben Simmons from the Philadelphia 76ers. There's Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns, Jaylen Brown from the Boston Celtics, Paul George from the Los Angeles Clippers, and we have Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. The head coach of Team LeBron will be Quinn Snyder from the Utah Jazz. So, I mean, hey, you can take your pick on who you want, Team Durant or Team LeBron. Both of these teams are locked and loaded. But I got to give the slight edge to Team LeBron on this one. This is going to be, this is basically the majority. I mean, this starting five is really outstanding for Team LeBron. And Team Durant has an outstanding starting five as well. But Team LeBron is really on point. The slight edge goes to Team LeBron. So that's the All-Star teams. Those are the All-Star teams this year's. All-Stars for Team Durant versus Team LeBron represent both the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. And also, this is going to be a little bit different this year because of the current situation going on in our world with COVID. Everything is going to take place on a Sunday. So before the All-Star game, we've got the Rising Stars Challenge, followed by the Skills Challenge, and then you've got the three-point contest, which is going to be exciting with Devin Booker, Jaylen Brown, Steph Curry, Zach LaVine, Donovan Mitchell, and Jason Tatum, and then you have the Slam Dunk Contest. Now, how this is going to work is this. We're going to have Rising Stars, Skills Challenge, and the three-point contest will all take place before the All-Star game. And at halftime, there will be the Slam Dunk Contest with Anthony Simmons from the Portland Trailblazers, Cassius Stanley from the Indiana Pacers, and Obi Toppin from the New York Knicks. So, again, strange circumstances this year. I'm going to get more into the NBA All-Star Sunday festivities and the interview segment with Venora Lewis coming up a little bit later. We'll have an opportunity to get more in-depth with the rosters and who's going to be participating in this year's All-Star Sunday festivities. Nevertheless, it should be exciting despite the circumstances. Again, Commissioner Adam Silver is urging people not to come to Atlanta for this year's game. I wonder if people are going to pick up and take a heed to those instructions. But anyway, those are my top three storylines. When we come back from the break, I'll give you the current league leaders and the standings in the association. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The repairs pool owners face after freezing conditions can be challenging. As your trusted pool care partner for over 50 years, Leslie's is here to help when you need us most. We can assist with inspections, repairs, replacement parts, insurance estimates, and more. Stop by your local Leslie's or go to lesliespool.com.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, let's now get you caught up on the current league leaders in the association. Let's start off with points per game. No surprise, Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards remains the league's leading scorer. He's averaging 32.9 points per game. Coming in at number two is Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's averaging 30 points per game. Coming in at third is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. And at fourth is Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. At the fifth spot is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. And coming in the sixth spot is Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. The next category is rebounds per game. Again, the leader remains Clint Capella from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 14.2 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 13 rebounds per game. Coming in at third is Enes Kanter from the Portland Trail Blazers. Giannis comes in at number four, followed by Joel Embiid at fifth, and then at the sixth spot is Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic. Next category is the assists per game. Leading the league is James Harden from the Brooklyn Nets. He's averaging 11 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Russell Westbrook from the Washington Wizards. He's averaging 9.8 assists per game. Coming in third is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. Coming in fourth is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. Coming in fifth is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. And then in the sixth spot is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. The next spot, the next category that we have is steals per game. Coming in the league leading spot is T.J. McConnell from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging 2 steals a game. Coming in second is Drew Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks. Coming in third is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. And coming in tied for fourth is LaMelo Ball from the Charlotte Hornets. And we have Deontay Murray from the San Antonio Spurs. And then also coming in the sixth spot is Nikola Jokic. Now, next category that we have is blocks per game. The leader in blocks per game is Miles Turner from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging 3.4 blocks per game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. Coming in third is Clint Capella. And then at the fourth spot is Nerlens Noel from the New York Knicks. Coming in fifth is Chris Boucher from the Toronto Raptors. And at the sixth spot is Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. Coming in at number one is Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's shooting at 66% from the field. Coming in at number two is Rashawn Holmes from the Sacramento Kings. He's shooting at 65%. Coming in third is Rudy Gobert. And at the fourth spot is Montrezl Harrell. Coming in at the fifth spot is Zion Williamson from the New Orleans Pelicans. And then at the sixth spot, you have Thaddeus Young from the Chicago Bulls. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. The league's leader in three-point percentage is Joe Harris from the Brooklyn Nets. Coming in at number two is Bobby Portis from the Milwaukee Bucks. Five is Joe Ingles from the Utah Jazz. In the fourth spot, we have Marcus Morris. And also in the fifth spot, we have Luke Kennard. Both are from the Los Angeles Clippers. And then in the sixth spot from the Dallas Mavericks is Maxi Kleber. And then let's stay with the three-point for a moment. Three-point field goals made. Number one is Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. Coming in at number two is Damian Lillard from the Trailblazers. Coming in the third spot is Buddy Hield from the Sacramento Kings. Joe Harris is at the fourth spot, and then Zach LaVine is fifth from the Chicago Bulls. In free throw percentage, the league leader is Jordan Clarkson from the Golden State Warriors, followed by Jordan Clarkson from the Utah Jazz, And then coming in at number two is Chris Paul, followed by number three is Josh Richardson from the Dallas Mavericks. Coming in at the fourth spot is Emmanuel Quickley from the New York Knicks, and then tied for fifth is Steph Curry and Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks. And also now we have in the most minutes played in the league, we have James Harden is the league leader from the Brooklyn Nets. He's averaging almost 38 minutes a game. Tied for second is Julius Randle and Fred VanVleet. Coming in at number four is Domantas Sabonis. At the fifth spot is Colin Sexton from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And at the sixth spot is Jeremy Grant from the Detroit Pistons. So those are currently the league leaders in the association. Next category, the next thing we're going to take you now is the standings. Currently at the moment in the Eastern Conference, Philadelphia is number one spot with a record of 24-12. Brooklyn comes in at number two with a record of 24-13. Coming in the third spot is the Milwaukee Bucks with a record of 22-14. The Boston Celtics of fourth with a record of 19-17. Currently in the fifth spot is the New York Knicks with a record of 19-18. Coming in the sixth spot is the Miami Heat with a record of 18-18, followed by Charlotte comes in at number seven. Toronto is in at number eight, followed by at the ninth spot is Chicago. Number 10 is Indiana. 11 is Atlanta. Number 12 is Washington. And the 13th spot is Cleveland, followed by Orlando at 14. And then Detroit is at 15. Now for your standings in the Western Conference, the Utah Jazz have been red hot in the first half of the year. They're currently at number one with a record of 27-9. The other hot team in the Western Conference is the Phoenix Suns. They're number two with a record of 24-11. The Los Angeles Lakers come in third spot at 24-13. The Los Angeles Clippers are right behind them in the fourth spot with a record of 24-14. The Portland Trail Blazers come in fifth with a record of 21-14. Coming in and the sixth spot is the Denver Nuggets with a record of 21-15. Following the seventh spot is San Antonio. Dallas is coming in at number eight. Golden State is nine. Memphis is at number 10. New Orleans is at number 11, followed by OKC. Oklahoma City is at 12. Sacramento is 13, followed by Houston comes in at number 14. And then at number 15 is the Minnesota Timberwolves. So those are the current league leaders in the standings in the NBA. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Venora Lewis. She's the host of The V Report, also doing her thing with The Huddle Up on the MTMV Sports Podcast Network, also writing for the Amber Sports Network and New York Liberty beat writer for Beyond Women's Sports. We're going to preview the NBA All-Star Sunday festivities. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Flashes, irritability, intimate dryness, even unsatisfying sex. Hi, I'm Dr. Alyssa Dweck, a board-certified OBGYN who has spent over 20 years helping women just like you safely find relief from these very natural symptoms without having to resort to hormones. To help my patients feel their best, I recommend products from Bonafide Health. Bonafide is a women's health company dedicated to providing women with non-hormonal and clinically validated products that work. Bonafide provides safe and effective solutions to manage a range of menopausal, sexual health, and PMS-related symptoms. That's why I recommend Bonafide products to my patients every day. In fact, I am also a Bonafide medical advisor. What I like most is that Bonafide products provide women real relief without compromise. Ladies, don't waste another minute feeling less than your best. Go to HelloBonafide.com and use code Radio39 to save 20%. That's HelloBonafide.com and code Radio39.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Offer valid on subscription only.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope. It's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The repairs pool owners face after freezing conditions can be challenging. As your trusted pool care partner for over 50 years, Leslie's is here to help when you need us most. We can assist with inspections, repairs, replacement parts, insurance estimates, and more. Stop by your local Leslie's or go to lesliespool.com.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead. From the moments you never expected, to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General, brgeneral.org.
Someday, someday, someday.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture, and the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Your home is more connected than ever. So when one kid is schooling the competition...
Got it.
The other is getting schooled...
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
And you're streaming a webinar for work and the latest episode of your favorite show at the same time. Your Wi-Fi needs to be able to handle it. That's why Xfinity never stops working to bring you faster, more reliable Wi-Fi. So you can do it all at the same time. Xfinity, the future of awesome. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
If you've recovered from COVID-19 or unknowingly been exposed to it, you may have antibodies that could help COVID-19 patients. Donate blood and receive testing for COVID-19 antibodies. Visit Vitalant.org today.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. I've had this lady on the program on quite a few occasions, and she continues to dazzle with her expertise on the NBA and amongst other sports. We want to welcome her back to the program. She is the host of the V Report for the MTMV Sports Podcast Network, and she's also the head of NBA content and a sports writer and correspondent for Ambush Sports, and she also does her thing with other media outlets. Let's welcome her back to the program. Venora Lewis. Hey, V, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Ed. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be back with us. So, Venora, 2020 was just a crazy year. 2021 still kind of a repeat of what happened in the previous year, and it's reflected in all areas and facets of our life, and sports is no exception to the rule. Mm-hmm. But the NBA will have their All-Star game this year. They will have the All-Star weekend. But what's unique about this, Venora, is that all of this is going to be jam-packed into one day on a Sunday. So we're going to get into the rosters and the all-stars and things of that nature. But let's start off with the Rising Stars Challenge. with Team World going up against Team USA. First, for Team World, we have Precious Achiuwa from the Miami Heat. We've got Nikhil Alexander-Walker from the New Orleans Pelicans. There's Denny Avdija from the Washington Wizards, R.J. Barrett from the New York Knicks. Also, we have Facundo Campazzo from the Denver Nuggets, Brandon Clark from the Memphis Grizzlies. We also have Lu Dort from the Oklahoma City Thunder, followed by Rui Hachimura from the Washington Wizards. We have Theo Maledon from the Oklahoma City Thunder. We have Michael Mulder from the Golden State Warriors. So that makes up Team World. Now, Venora, we know that Nikhil Alexander-Walker has been an up-and-coming star for the Pelicans, but R.J. Barrett for the Knicks and Lu Dort in particular for the Thunder, they've been really balling this year. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Team World for the Rising Stars Challenge.
Oh, Team World is stacked. I love how well each and every last one of all of them are doing. R.J., there's nothing more to say for me but stellar. He's the hope that Knicks needed, and he's just been everything I need as a Knicks fan. I'm not going to butcher all these young men's names, but I will say even Josh Green, he has been a sight to see this year. So has I'm not even going to try to pronounce the young man on the Wizards team. But he has been great as well. The Wizards actually have been breaking my heart the way they've been playing, but they have recently started doing better, so I'm excited about that. But I'm excited. I'm really excited for the team world, the world team, because I just think that they got a lot of talent over there, a lot of talent sitting right there. The guard from the Wizards, I'm going to say Denny. I've been enjoying his play this year.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I make that clear. But yeah, I like Team World. I think they're pretty good. But Team USA, I gotta say, I have every feeling towards them. I feel like that's gonna be a team that'll definitely pull it out.
Yeah, Team USA, I mean, it's stacked. We've got LaMelo Ball, who you've spoken the praises of really since the NBA draft from the Charlotte Hornets. Anthony Edwards from the Minnesota Timberwolves, he's become a rising star. Lately, he's been killing it, especially with his play above the rim. Also, we've got another rising star, of course, Tyrese Halliburton from the Sacramento Kings. How about Tyler Hero from the Miami Heat? Tyler Hero became a star in the bubble last year and, of course, played so effectively in the NBA Finals, and then we've got the DeAndre Hunter from the Atlanta Hawks, followed by Keldon Johnson from the San Antonio Spurs, a rising star, Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies, followed by Michael Porter Jr. from the Denver Nuggets, and we got James Wiseman from the Golden State Warriors. He's been big in the absence of Klay Thompson, and we've got Mr. Zion Williamson from the New Orleans Pelicans. Your thoughts on Team USA?
Team USA is stacked to the rim. I'm excited about the world team because there's a lot of talent there. But Team USA is just different. They are, every young man that you just read off that are listed to play is just, they have been a sight to see. The one thing about All Star Weekend that's so much fun to not only just being a part of all the hoopla and the ambiance, which we're not allowed to this year, so don't be there, everybody. But it's to see a good game and see real talent. And everybody in USA, both teams, I think, have real, raw basketball talent. And they have been having a season to remember. Tyler Hero, what he did last year during the NBA Finals, I don't know what to say besides, like, my goodness, kid, you deserve to be here. I believe, like, he earned his spot. And he deserves to be on that team. I can't wait to see how he performs. I can't wait to see any young men perform. I'm excited about these games.
Yeah, I'm excited about Team USA, too. Really, this game is going to be really good. But Team USA, as you mentioned, Venora, this team is locked and loaded. So definitely looking forward to the Rising Stars Challenge with Team World versus Team USA. Now, if you thought that was exciting, check this out. We got the Skills Challenge, and we've got Robert Covington from the Portland Trail Blazers. Get this. It gets better. We've got Domantas Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers. We've got Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic. We've got Julie Julius Randle from your New York Knicks. And we've got Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. And we've got Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. Now, this is locked and loaded this year, man, particularly with Luka and CP3 being in the mix. You could put DeMontis in there as well as Julius Randle. Your thoughts on the participants in the Skills Challenge?
And the funny thing is, I actually usually skip the Skills Challenge. I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be honest. But I'm excited to watch this. I'm excited to see these men. The reason why they're here is because of how amazing their skills are. And they have been, honestly, the most fun to watch, even during regular games. But I could say for the All-Star, because I don't know about you, Ed, but I like a fun All-Star. I like a lot of stuff going on. Luka, the Mavericks is Luka's team. Let's be real. That's his team. What Chris Paul has done on the Suns, what he's done his entire career, it's just, oh my gosh, I can't wait. He's so fantastic. Julius Randle, thank you. You're another kid that we have to thank as Knicks fans. Just thank you. Thank you. Because you just do so much. And you have been everything we've been missing. You and RJ. Oh, thank you, guys. Nikola, he knows his name. Yeah, another young man that became a bubble star last year. I can't wait. There's too many amazing talents on the Skill Challenge that's going to make it fun to watch. It's not going to just be like, I don't think it's going to be boring. I think it's going to be very enjoyable. So I think people should definitely tune in to that.
We shall indeed tune into that. And you know, the next competition is something that I've always thought, in my opinion, has always really been the highlight of the All-Star weekend, of the All-Star festivities, is the three-point shootout. Craig Hodges and Larry Bird Craig Hodges and Larry Bird are the only three-time three-point shootout champions in the history of this contest. Peja Stojakovic has won it twice. Also, Jeff Hornacek, Mark Price, and Jason Capono have won it twice. And also, we've had other champions throughout the years, such as Klay Thompson, Kyrie Irving's won it, Kevin Love has won it, Steph Curry's won it, also Devin Booker's won it, followed by Joe Harris, who won it 2 years ago. And in last year's All-Star Weekend in Chicago, Buddy Hield won it. But this year, we are locked and loaded in a three-point shootout. We've got Devin Booker, who's a former champion representing the Phoenix Suns. We've got Jaylen Brown from the Boston Celtics. We've got Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. We've also got Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz. And we've got Jaylen's teammate, Jason Tatum, from the Boston Celtics in the mix. And we've also got a former champion, Steph Curry, from the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on the contestants in a three-point shootout?
When I saw this list, I was kind of stunned. Because you're right, everybody on this list has some of the best shots I've ever seen. Steph Curry, I believe he is the best off-the-dribble shooter I've seen personally growing up. So I am excited for this. This is not usually my biggest event, but especially after what happened to Donovan Mitchell yesterday, I can't wait to see homie really get things popping. I can't wait. So after yesterday, I want to see you get mad, bro. I know you're going to get mad this weekend. I want to see him win. I became a fan just by watching him last season and this season. I'm just like, yeah. The Jazz are starting to slowly drag me in. I'm not ready to buy a jersey, but I like this kid. I like this kid. So I'm excited to see him in the three-point contest. Steph Curry, that shot did. So I'm just like, yes, Steph. I'm excited. Like, this All-Star weekend has me very hyped, especially since, unfortunately, we can't be there when it'll be dope because in Atlanta. But I'll let that go. But also see Devin Booker here. Devin Booker deserves to be here. Jaylen Brown, his shot is amazing as well. Jason Tatum, my goodness, that young man, shoot. Okay. All these names are people that are going to give us a good show. And we're going to be seeing a lot of these guys. Might have to keep that battle going longer than it need be. Got a few ties here.
Yeah, I mean, from start to finish, V, this is outstanding. Booker, Brown, Curry, LaVine, Mitchell, and Tatum. You could take your pick at the end of the day. These guys are definitely deserving of the three-point contest. And, of course, we have the finale, the slam dunk contest. And you know, Venora, when I think of the slam dunk contest, when I think of it, and I remember when it used to be the highlight of the All-Star festivities, because you had Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, Dr. J, also other winners such as Dee Brown and Harold Miner. And I remember Cedric Ceballos with the blindfold duck. We could also put Vince Carter in the mix, half man, half amazing.
Yep.
And Dwight Howard went in the contest as well.
My guy,
and Blake Griffin, and Blake Griffin hopping over the Kia to win the slam dunk contest. So all of those are just some of the history of the slam dunk contest. We only have three competitors this year. We've got Anfernee Simmons from the Portland Trail Blazers. We've got Cassius Stanley from the Indiana Pacers. And we've got Obi Toppin from your New York Knicks. So give me your thoughts on the slam dunk this year.
Well, as a New York fan, I'm going to go Obi Toppin. But I'm a little disappointed because I like when the slam dunk contest has more like people involved because it has more rounds. Because I just love a good dunk. Like, I don't know about you, but just the creativity and the thought process behind it, the show that they give you for the slam dunk contest is like, that's why it's my favorite part, honestly. And All Star Weekend kind of the game, but. Simmons got some hop, so I can see that. He deserves to be here again. I can see him doing some cool stuff. I'm really wondering what theme they're going to do this year. Because again, I grew up watching Dwight Howard doing this. I caught the end of Jordan doing it. I'm used to a really good show and some great like artistic ways of look doing these dunks. And even last year, my goodness. So I think, again, I'm biased. I'm going to go Obi Toppin because that young man got some hop. So I got to go with the hop. But I think he should be good. I hope he gives us a good show. But I think all three men are going to definitely give us something. They're all young enough that they need to blow out. So that's even better. So I'm excited about the three dunk competition.
This is going to be good. You know, as I mentioned earlier about those great slam dunk winners over the years, cannot forget about, Spud Webb, who definitely did his thing at only like, 5'7 or 5'8. That was just a terrific All-Star weekend that year. And then also, of course, the late, great Kobe Bryant won the slam dunk contest in his rookie year. So that was so exciting as well. So rest in peace to the Mamba. And, of course, can't forget about another former New York Knick, Nate Robinson, won the slam dunk contest as well. Zach LaVine won it twice, so that's just and Donovan Mitchell was a former champ as well. So, you know, Venora, let's stay with the slam dunk contest for a moment. There's been criticism about this contest within maybe the last decade or two about the creativity of the dunks and not enough participants entering the slam dunk contest. What do you think needs to happen in order to bring the originality and to bring the flavor back to the slam dunk contest that once was during the 80s, the 90s, and even up into like the mid-2000s?
I think we need to have people that are judging the slam dunk contest, people who actually dunk, because I feel like that's a problem. That's been a problem because Aaron Gordon last year, he got played. Aaron Gordon won that contest. Let's keep it real. He continuously gets snubbed. I don't know why. And I feel like the judges have a lot to do with it. You need some judges that – I think having some judges that won the contest themselves would be great to actually judge it. Because, yes, I love Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade doesn't need to be judging the slam dunk contest. I don't see the need. I don't see that why you fit that criteria. But, there's just people that I think that has to happen. I think we should get the people that actually have won it in the past, or even make it spicier, those who got snubbed in the past and that should have won. They judge it like, yeah, I want to make sure you're creative. I want to make sure you actually do something cool. And I'm going to keep it real. If you're going to jump over somebody, clear that person. Jumping over Kevin Hart is not exciting to me. So when you're not his side, I don't know what's going on. Why are you jumping over little old Kevin Hart? But if you are going to jump over somebody, especially someone like Taco, Taco bent his head down. I don't know if you all saw that last year. I saw that. Not last year.
what was last? No, it was last year. Before, when he like slowly bent his head down, like, yeah, bro, that's not jumping over him completely. You want to clear him. Clear homie. That was last year. Yeah, yeah, clear him. And that's why I was confused, because Aaron Gordon did that, and he did not get a perfect score. But if someone else is going to jump over someone who's 7 feet tall and clears them, I just don't understand, like, how that's not a winning dunk right there. Or even if you're going to do a 360 or something like that, you still, like, a 360 dunk to me is just so dope to look at. I don't know. I'm just like the tomboy in me comes out one, so like that. So I just feel like if you're going to bring that creativity, have some people that look at it, then judge it, that deserve to be there. Position, have done these things, or you know, something like that. Even have someone from back. I love the fact they always have bringing someone from back who played in the 70s or in the 80s or even the 60s that come judge it as well. Because they're like, we would never do that. But they see the creativity behind it. I think having the diverse group of judges is good, but people who also have participated in these challenges is better.
All right, let's stay with the dunk contest for a moment. Another criticism has been not enough superstar players participating in the contest. Again, we saw it during the 80s, 90s, and even up into maybe the early 2000s, where we saw a lot of high-profile players participating in the slam dunk contest. LeBron James has played around with it with over a decade about the possibility of him maybe entering the dunk contest, changing his mind, not wanting to do it. There's been reports of Zion thought about doing it this year. He's going to be in the Rising Stars Challenge this year. What would it take for LeBron or Zion or maybe even more superstar players to participate in the slam dunk contest?
Well, I'm going to say it's love. LeBron is the GOAT right now. But he's too old to be in a slam dunk contest. He's just too old. Like, I don't want to see LeBron almost kill his knee trying to do some dunk that he had no business doing. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see that. Laker fans don't want to see that. Zion is young. Well, he is young enough. But also, I think a lot of the, star caliber players aren't doing as much. Because maybe they're not as unique in that aspect. Because back, you know, as you mentioned, back in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, we had our basketball players did more. They were really diverse. They could do cool dunks. They did cool alley-oops that were dope, that would change the game and stuff like that. But they were also way more involved in All-Star Weekend. All-Star Weekend, from when I was a child to when I actually got to go, it became more glamorized. So a lot of the stars are just hanging out until Sunday, the game, usually. So I think an extra incentive would definitely make them more like, okay, let's play, let's do this. But then again, I think the older stars, like LeBron, everybody 30 and up. Well, actually, 28 and up. I think when I'm 28, and my knees can't do everything they used to do back in the day. So I'm just jumping like that. That was jump, because those hops is different. So I'm just saying, if you are a riding star, also Zion is a pretty big dude. I would love to see Zion do some cool dunks if he knew how to. If he does know how to, he should get out there and do it. But also, he is injury prone. Injury prone has a lot to do with it, too. If you are somebody, you know that, like, if I stretch the wrong way, I don't rip my whole side of my body. Yeah, don't do this, please. Because that doesn't make sense. Like, you're putting your team at risk for the rest of the season. I think that's the reason why a lot of those players kind of, like, chill back. They're like, you know what, I'm not going to put myself in too much danger, even though it'll be fun, or like, I can't do it in your head. Like, you always tell ourselves we can do something, and then we do it. Next thing you know, tomorrow, we're not moving. And these players can't afford that. Now, younger players, they can do stuff like that. They can vibe with it and make it happen. But the older players, sometimes, they'll hang it up. Now, LeBron, when he was 21, I wish LeBron was out there doing some cool stuff, okay? LeBron, get out there. You can do it. By 36, you better go sit down somewhere. No.
All right, fair enough. Well, you know, again, the slam dunk contest, I mean, it's just drawn a lot of criticism for quite some time. I always found it interesting because it was so many hot. That was like the ticket. Like, it was slam dunk and then the three-point shootout. But now within the last decade or two, the roles have been reversed. It's like people get more excited about the three-point shootout than the slam dunk contest. But nevertheless, that's the all-star festivities that we have with the Rising Stars Challenge, the Skills Challenge, the three-point shootout, and the slam dunk contest. All right, but Nora, let's get right to the All-Star game. Of course, our captains first for the our captains are going to be LeBron James from the Los Angeles Lakers and Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. Of course, KD is not going to be playing. So let's start off with our Eastern Conference All-Stars. Of course, there's Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. He won't be playing, so we'll have the other starters will be Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards. We've got Kyrie Irving, his teammate from the Brooklyn Nets, Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks, and you got Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. So, V, tell me about these starters for the East. You like them?
I like them. I love what I saw with Joel Embiid did last night. Oh, that was a fantastic game. 40 points up. Great game, kid. Bradley Beal deserves every award possible. Even putting up with the nonsense of the Wizards, I he deserves everything for that, because that's not. I would have been quick. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm like, nah, I ain't doing all this and putting my life on the line every day. I want to see more from Giannis. He's been doing pretty decent, but I want to see more from this year. I feel like he is the Aaron Rodgers of basketball. And, like, not in the way of he's, like, the best player to me of all time. I feel like it almost gets there every year, but you never can seal the deal. And I think he's going to be good for this team. I like this team. Kyrie Irving. Kyrie's coming to play. We already know how Kyrie is. And, he shouldn't come to play. I'll put it that way. He's just coming to play. I think he's going to put up a lot of points. I think the team, the Eastern team, is going to do very well. But the Western team is a little different. I'm going to say that.
All right. Well, we'll get to the West in just a moment. But the reserves that we have for the Eastern Conference is going to be Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum representing the Boston Celtics. We've also got Domantas Sabonis, who's going to be KD's replacement. He's representing the Indiana Pacers, followed by James Harden from the Brooklyn Nets. We've got Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. We've got Ben Simmons from the Philadelphia 76ers. We also have Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic. And from your New York Knicks, Julius Randle. Man, Julius Randle's been balling during the first half of this season. Give me your thoughts on Julius and the rest of the reserves for the East.
I feel like the East has a very stacked reserve team. I feel like there's a lot that can you have James Harden on your reserves. Like, is this real life? James Harden's on reserves? But, like, he's there. You have Ben Simmons. You have Julius Randle. Zach LaVine. You have these players that are really running their teams right now, and they're in reserve. So you have a great second set that's ready to jump in when your stars get tired. I feel like they're going to be able to definitely keep the tempo up. You have the players that are waiting to jump in and help you out are those that keep the tempo up. So that's great. That's what you need for your second, I'm not calling it second string, but second wave. Especially when you're going up against the Western side. The only way to really beat the West, which is, I'm not going to say that the East is going to beat the West, but I'm saying the guy, if you shoot them, and definitely keep that speed up, because the West is quick. Everybody in the Western team looking right now is fast. So you definitely want to make sure that you can keep that up on the Eastern side. I think they have a great squad that can do that. They got some shooters over there too, which is necessary.
All right, so that's the team for the East. Now let's move along to the West, as you put it, Venora. Of course, LeBron James is the captain representing the Los Angeles Lakers, and the rest of the starters are going to be Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors, Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. We've also got the Claw from the Los Angeles Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, and from the Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic. Mm-hmm. I mean, this starting five is – they could win 20 NBA titles, 20 NBA titles in a row. I mean, we know that the power lies in the West. It's been that way for over a decade now. So kind of give me your thoughts on Steph, Luka, LeBron, Kawhi, and Nikola.
Man, it's unfair. Honestly, it's just not fair. So, oh, man, the Western team, like I said before, I never said the East was going to beat the West, but the West is stacked for real. Like, it's hard to bet against LeBron, period. But you have Steph. You have Luka. You have, oh, my gosh. Make sure I'm so bad pronunciation. I really am. It's a bad thing. But you also have, Jokic. You know what I'm fine.
Yeah, Jokic from up in Denver, yeah.
Jokic, yes. Like, look who you have, like, off the rip. Like, those are the, like, pretty much you have, like, the stars of, and Steph Curry, you're the stars of their team. Just about to really, the ones that run up the points, the ones that run the board, are all starting at the same time. I would hate to play because I don't like to lose. I'll be looking at that like, oh no. I'm gonna be honest. I hope you're looking at that side eye like, oh, we're gonna lose. I'm like, that's why I'm not an NBA player. Let's put that way. Like the West.
Yeah.
I personally, the West is gonna win. Like you said, they have been dominated for 10 years because of. Even when LeBron was in the East, the West was still no joke for like you said, about 10 years. It's going to be a long night for the East. I'm telling you, they're going to be exhausted. Because no one in the West, they don't believe in not playing like it's a real game.
Boy, they don't believe. I mean, you're right about that. I mean, again, from top to bottom, if you thought the starters were extremely fire in the West, I mean, the reserves are just as good. We've got Devin Booker. Who will be? He's a replacement, Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns. He's going to be replacing Anthony Davis. Of course, Anthony Davis was selected to the All-Star team, representing the Los Angeles Lakers. But Anthony's not playing due to injury, so his replacement will be Devin Booker, followed by Dame Dollar, Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. We've got Donovan Mitchell. Missed the excitement and stuff. And then we got Rudy Gobert, who's like one of the best defenders in the league. They both represent the Utah Jazz. We got the ageless wonder himself, Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. We've got Paul George from the Los Angeles Clippers. And we got Zion Williamson, his first All-Star appearance from the New Orleans Pelicans. Give me your thoughts on the reserves.
The reserves are just, like you said, they're just – I can get back. They're to me, I'm not going to say they're just as scary as the starters, because the starters are scary. The reserves are just like – this horror about the East is never ending. It's like – all of the best players they're all in the West, and they're all about to go up against you, and you know that it's going to be a long night because you got, like you said, you have Damian Lillard, who has quickly became one of my favorite players like in basketball now. Getting the jersey, permanent fan. You have Paul George, who's definitely doing much better this year and not hope he won't choke again. Like he did in the finals. So like, that was ridiculous. You have Donovan Mitchell, who is in absolute fury from this past week, actually from last night's game, and it still wants to prove that he is something to be messed with because the Jazz are no joke. I don't know if everyone else is paying attention there. They are the number one team in the Western Conference right now because of how good they are. They're just amazing. And Chris Paul, like you said, What else is there to say about Chris Paul besides it's Chris Paul? This Batman is different. He's not ageless. It's like nothing can make him slow down because everywhere he goes, he just blessed that team. And it's how he just did to the Suns. And like, I don't know about you, but I haven't heard the Suns being talked about like this in a minute. But Chris Paul in there has made the things differently. Zion, I'm excited for Zion having his first All-Star game. I liked him when he was a Duke. I'm excited to see how he plays also under LeBron, learning from LeBron, learning from the rest of these All-Stars. And, again, having fun with it, but still, that's what a dope team to see. Devin Booker, I believe, he deserved to be here. So I'm really excited to see how he plays because when you have to fight to get somewhere and when you finally get that chance, you can't blow it. And I don't see that young man blowing it anytime soon. So that's going to be dope. And, again, hopefully Anthony Davis can heal up and be ready for the playoffs because we already know the Lakers are going to the playoffs. Rudy Gobert,
Another, again, the Jazz are good for a reason. This young man is a huge piece of that reason. Those rebounds are different. These defensive plays are different. If I am the East, I'm just like, I'm resting. I'm resting until the game, until game time. I'm not doing nothing else.
Okay, so yeah, I mean that's the roster's locked and loaded for the West. I mean, again, you mentioned Zion going to his first one. Chris Paul, what can you say about him? Still getting it done. Rudy Gobert, nice to have him on the spot. So we've got the East versus the West, and of course we have the great competitions coming up right before. Matter of fact, it's the way the schedule is going to run is that the Rising Stars and the Skills Challenge, I believe it's the Rising Stars and the Skills Challenge, are going to run right before the start of the All-Star Game, and the Slam Dunk Contest is going to run at halftime. So that's supposed to be the schedule. That's how they're going to do it. So, you know, they're going to split. I think the three-point shootout is going to be right at pregame as well. So that's, it's going to be interesting this year considering the circumstances, but we're going to have all-star festivities this year. So now, Benora, we have this year's theme of the NBA, this year's NBA All-Star Game is going to be attention to HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities. There will be three referees for this year's NBA All-Star Game. We've got Tom Washington, who's a graduate of Norfolk State. We've got Courtney Kirkland, who's an alumnus of Southern University, and Tony Brown is an alumnus of Clark Atlanta University. So just kind of give me your thoughts on the referees for the All-Star Games being alumnus of HBCUs.
I can say as an alumnus as well of HBCU, it's such a great feeling to see recognition for so much work and talent that's there. I love the fact that the NBA also decided to partner with HBCUs and bring in that type of connection, because there's so much talent that the HBCUs that's been overlooked for years and years, because we already know, where is everybody looking at? We're looking at Duke. We're looking at Kentucky. We're looking at Villanova. We're not looking at Howard. We're not looking at Xavier. We're not looking at Southern. We're not looking at Grambling. We're not looking at Clark. So it's like Clark Atlanta, or even Hampton. Hampton has a very good basketball team, but like there's a lot of talent that's been overlooked. So the fact that the NBA is starting to even just referee spots looking and paying attention to that's huge, and it's starting to go in the right direction. The NFL is even started to do stuff like that, starting to look towards that way. And a lot of these young athletes are starting to go to HBCUs I still think there are a lot of HBCUs that should be D1 considered well, but a different competition for a different day. But a lot of them that are turning down that D1 contract and going to HBCUs and playing there, bringing their talents there, and bringing their pressing again there. So I think that the NBA making that partnership is a very progressive and forward-thinking move, where I think other leagues need to catch up on that, because there's talent in more than just one location or more than just a few locations.
Rightfully so. I mean, HBCUs have been overlooked for so long, and you hit the nail on the coffin, Benora. The talent is prime in the HBCUs. It just takes a good look, and you know, this will be the theme of this year's NBA All-Star Game. And in addition to that, the NBA is going to provide more than $3 million in scholarship money to HBCUs they're going to donate to the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, also the United Negro College Fund, and the Direct Relief Fund for Health Equity. So that's great news right there. And also, Grambling and Florida A&M's marching will perform during the introduction of the All-Star roster. So that should be fun as always. You know, marching bands are a part of the HBCU experience. So, Benora, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. You have a lot on your plate. So tell everybody what you do as the host of the V Report for MGMV Sports.
Well, as of the V Report, I bring sports news and I share my opinions on different sports, on different things. I mostly focus on football and basketball because those are the two that I know very well. I interview sports-minded people, so that's from players all the way down to trainers and agents and even podcasters. I share their stories and, like, help them continue to build their brands. So the V Report pretty much is a platform where I cover sports from my point, my lens, and my point of view, and I just give the little guy a chance to tell their story.
Awesome to hear. Now, while you're on the MTMB Sports Podcast Network, you also serve as a debater on a show called The Huddle Up, and I know that's a complete 180 from the V Report. Just tell everybody what you do at The Huddle Up.
So on The Huddle Up, I go up against usually between 5 or 6 other very wise sports analysts, and we send me from NBA, Major League Baseball. I don't really discuss much about boxing and M&A because that's not my thing, but I do definitely provide insight there when I can. And I just share my knowledge, and I'm always ready to go back to that with somebody. That's all. So just, if you think about around the horn, think of the same thing, but think of the Huddle Up as the same, but we just a little bit, we dive in a little deeper.
Awesome. And then also you have your hands full as what you do as a writer for Ambush Sports. Just tell the listeners a little bit about that.
Oh, Ambush, I'm the head NBA correspondent, and I pretty much I cover basketball games on Ambush. I also cover basketball games on Beyond Women's Sports, WNBA. Yeah, don't forget now that WNBA is coming back. And I definitely, with my writing, I focus on just usually recap, and also I bring up different analytical views. I also write for Pro Football Mania as well, and I do the same thing. I will provide different breakdowns on top, like from your top 10 quarterbacks or top 8 and all of the above. So on all three platforms that I write for, I just spread my knowledge of the sport and of the players, and I provide it to you guys.
And also, you mentioned about what you do. You also write for the WNBA, and women's sports has become has been on the move, has been increased in popularity. You also write for Beyond Women's Sports. Tell everybody a little bit about that.
So Beyond Women's Sports is a platform where it's actually founded by a woman named Sylvia, and her co-founded by Sylvia and a young man named Lamar. And they put it together to just literally cover all women's sports. We cover women's volleyball, soccer, basketball, and softball, and et cetera. So we cover anything woman-related. My job there is I write for the New York Liberty. That's who I specifically cover. And as a New York native, that's the team I grew up watching, the games I ended up going to. So I just thought it made the most sense to go back to my roots, and that's why I cover them.
Awesome. So, again, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and if you have any websites, let them know that as well.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Nora, N-O-R-A, underscore Natish, N-A-T-I-S-H. And if you want to get in contact with me, all you have to do is DM me. I answer all DMs, and I get back to each person within a few hours. So, definitely you can hit me up there, and I can either bring you on my show, we can chat, or we can debate, whatever you feel. That's fine with me. And face me at Venora, V-O-N-O-R-A, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, and that's my direct Facebook link. I have a link tree you can definitely find on my social medias, which is on Instagram and Twitter. You can find my link tree there with you in contact with me. And that's about it.
One more thing before we let you go. Tell everybody about the nonprofit that you and your brother have.
Oh, no, my brother doesn't have it. I founded a nonprofit that I would love for you to play this on the 15th of March, Ed, but this actually, I am launching my nonprofit on March 15th, 2021. It's a nonprofit that focuses on grief in adolescence. So my nonprofit will provide mentorship, counseling for adolescents. We believe that adolescents and children who lost their parents or have been abandoned by a parent or raised by a single parent is a very specific group of people that are overlooked in society as people who are grieving and going through pain, because a lot of people confuse depression and anxiety with grief. So my team and I have came up with
with a program that will help those young people get through that stage of their life. Our motto is that you are not your current situation. You are greater than. So that's why we create our foundation, and that's what we do.
Awesome. And you heard it from her. She is Fenora Lewis. She is the host of the V Report and also one of the debaters on the Huddle Up, which is on the MTMB Sports Podcast Network, as well as a writer for Ambush Sports, also covering the New York Liberty for Beyond Women's Sports. Not just a sports writer, but also making a difference in the community. And check her out on the various social media platforms and the websites. Fenora, thank you so much once again. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thank you, Ed. So I appreciate that. I always have a great time talking with you.
Oh, same here. Thank you so much. I have a great time as well, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You probably know you need life insurance, but you worry you'll have to deal with long applications, expensive premiums, and medical exams. Introducing EthosLife.com. With EthosLife, you can apply in minutes, 100% online. Ethos offers affordable life insurance policies from top-rated carriers with no medical exam. Now you can sleep easy at night knowing your family's financial future is protected. Visit EthosLife.com and get your free life insurance quote today. Ethos Technologies, Inc. operates in California as Ethos Life Insurance Services. Not available in all states and prices subject to underwriting and certain health questions.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General, brgeneral.org.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At Discount Tire, you can shop online and get the same trusted advice you get from the stores. Then just book a time that's convenient for you. When you get to the store, you can stay safe with a new touchless experience. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead. From the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day. Because we're always here for you, through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org.
The repairs pool owners face after freezing conditions can be challenging. As your trusted pool care partner for over 50 years, Leslie's is here to help when you need us most. We can assist with inspections, repairs, replacement parts, insurance estimates, and more. Stop by your local Leslie's or go to lesliespool.com.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead. From the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day. Because we're always here for you, through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org.
Someday, someday, someday.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You probably know you need life insurance, but you worry you'll have to deal with long applications, expensive premiums, and medical exams. Introducing EthosLife.com. With EthosLife, you can apply in minutes, 100% online. Ethos offers affordable life insurance policies from top-rated carriers with no medical exam. Now you can sleep easy at night knowing your family's financial future is protected. Visit EthosLife.com and get your free life insurance quote today. Ethos Technologies, Inc. operates in California as Ethos Life Insurance Services. Not available in all states and prices subject to underwriting and certain health questions.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The repairs pool owners face after freezing conditions can be challenging. As your trusted pool care partner for over 50 years, Leslie's is here to help when you need us most. We can assist with inspections, repairs, replacement parts, insurance estimates, and more. Stop by your local Leslie's or go to lesliespool.com. The repairs pool owners face after freezing conditions can be challenging. As your trusted pool care partner for over 50 years, Leslie's is here to help when you need us most. We can assist with inspections, repairs, replacement parts, insurance estimates, and more. Stop by your local Leslie's or go to lesliespool.com.
At Discount Tire, you can shop online and get the same trusted advice you get from the stores. Then just book a time that's convenient for you. When you get to the store, you can stay safe with a new touchless experience. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength,
and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead. From the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day. Because we're always here for you, through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org. When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead. From the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day. Because we're always here for you, through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org.
Nerds! Have new money goals? Turn to the experts at NerdWallet. Want to support your daughter's soccer career? With a new backyard big enough to kick in? We can help you find that new mortgage. Or need a credit card that turns your new console into cashback rewards? We've got you. Whatever your money goals, our nerds compare hundreds of the top mortgage lenders, credit cards, and more. So you can easily find the best for you. For all your money questions, turn to the nerds at nerdswallet.com. NMLS 1617539.
In a noisy, stressful world, quiet is the most valuable commodity. And the cabin of every Lincoln vehicle is designed with this principle in mind. Should you desire a little more melody, our available Revel audio system will not disappoint. The very same engineering that makes for a whisper-quiet interior provides a studio-like setting in which to rock out to your music, finding harmony all around you. That's the power of Sanctuary. And that's Lincoln.
Revel and the Revel logo are trademarks of Harman International Industries, registered in the United States and other countries.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead. From the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day. Because we're always here for you, through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org.
What you doing?
Designing my new 2021 Nissan Kicks online in the Kicks Color Studio. I give each a special name. This one's electric blue, orange, red, white. I call it the gumball machine. You think it's me?
I feel like you're more of a red velvet guy.
Limitless possibilities. With over 100 million available color combinations and Bose Personal Plus system in the boldly new 2021 Nissan Kicks. Bose is the registered trademark of the Bose Corporation. Color combinations include interior and exterior colors. Customization is an available feature subject to availability at participating Nissan dealers. See dealer for details.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Venora Lewis, the host of the V Report, also the co-host of the Huddle Up on the MTNB Sports Podcast Network, and also a writer for Ambush Sports Network, and she's also a beat writer covering the New York Liberty of the WNBA for Beyond Women's Sports. All right, before we get on out of here, I just want to give you just some games to watch out for in the upcoming week in the National Basketball Association. Of course, Sunday is the NBA All-Star festivities with the Skills Challenge, with the Rising Stars Challenge, the Skills Challenge, the three-point shootout, the slam dunk contest, and the NBA All-Star Game. Should be a lot of fun. Again, this year's theme, it will benefit historically black colleges and universities. So after the All-Star break, they'll have several days off, and then a game that we're going to look, one of the games to look forward to on this coming Thursday will be the Boston Celtics going up against the Brooklyn Nets. Going to be a great showdown. These two teams are in the top five currently in the Eastern Conference, followed by the New York Knicks going up against the Milwaukee Bucks. Also a big game between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Chicago Bulls. Also a big game between the Dallas Mavericks and the Oklahoma City Thunder, followed by the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Clippers and the Phoenix Suns and the Portland Trail Blazers. Another great game to watch out for this week will be the Indiana Pacers going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. Should be a fun one. Also, another great game, great games to watch out for would be the New York Knicks going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. followed by the Indiana Pacers going up against the Phoenix Suns, the Dallas Mavericks going up against the Denver Nuggets, and the Toronto Raptors going up against the Charlotte Hornets. So great games to look forward to in this upcoming week right after the All-Star break. So again, the NBA will move into the second half of the year. A lot of moving parts. Things could change around depending on the current circumstances, but we'll stay tuned for that. So we hope you enjoyed this week's edition of At the Rim. Again, once again, a big special thank you to Venora Lewis, the host of The V Report, also co-host of The Huddle Up on the MTMB Sports Podcast Network, and also a writer and a head of NBA content for the Ambush Sports Network, and a writer for Beyond Women's Sports covering the WNBA's New York Liberty. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to At the Rim.